previously on Two Past Midnight.
So this is how this plays out. Everybody in the house has to roll 2d10. Murphy?
9 and a 7.
You are on fire. 2 points of damage. That's a crit.
Emmett's going to realize the situation at hand, and he's going to move out.
Murphy, you're up. What do you do?
So he's going to try to run out and jump on the ground because he's on fire.
Farmer.
Farmer will run for up. Do we just watch Gordon die?
Everybody just left him in there.
Yeah. Civilians.
Oh, NPCs, they're done. Jeremy.
Oh, they're dead? Okay. Okay.
They are done. The obvious place to start is the error and the unfinished business from last time.
Boo!
Boo, boo, boo. I know. But if anyone was really paying attention to the rules while listening, they would have noticed that we inadvertently, in the heat of the moment, skipped some rules.
Ooh, punny.
About lethal crits. So Murphy got critted in the white phosphorus attack, and we, one, never rolled any death saves when he was moving, and Chris just dropped out again.
He's not going to roll.
I am not doing this. Can't kill me if I'm not here.
Chris, are you still there?
I am. That is just the gaming gods are against this whole thing.
Well, that's fine. But yeah, so
Adam's like, that's not the first time I've gone against God.
I'm okay with that. Me and the gods have issues anyway. The crit was never stabilized. We didn't do any of the death saves when he was moving with a lethal crit, which is part of the rules. And also, along those lines, there would still need to be rolls within a stretch to stabilize. So, I'm going to do a hand half off the chef's piece kind of thing here. And instead of going back and rolling a whole bunch of death saves to make sure he didn't die on the way to the farmhouse y'all are hiding in, because that would be a lot, and he'd probably die, statistically speaking, between there and here. Instead, what I'm going to do is we're going to assume the adrenaline in the moment kind of kept him going, right? But by the time you guys got to the farmhouse that you guys are hiding out in now, things start to settle down. And Murph, you just feel it all fucking kicking in. You know what I mean? And now I'm going to give you guys that stretch to treat him to stabilize that crit. Now, the way this works, which we also screwed up on with Emmett a little bit, if the first aid roll doesn't succeed, right? And then you make it, it's still set at a stretch. It doesn't bump up to a shift until it's actually stabilized with a first aid roll. Some, you can treat yourself to stabilize it as long as you're still conscious, but you take a -2. So for dramatic purposes, it's the, you showed up at the farmhouse, he's like, and you guys notice he's just not fucking doing well, and you don't think he's gonna stay conscious for much longer, and this is kind of the first thing you have to do right as soon as you get to the house. What do you want to do? What was your question, Chris? Sorry.
No, it wasn't a question. I was like, so on top of shitting and puking, now he's succumbing from burns.
Yep, and since you were critted by it, it's also a -2 on that stamina roll for the death save as well. So there's that on top of it.
So maybe combo of the infection and the fire doing him in.
Probably, yeah.
I gotta sit down.
Yeah, you ain't looking so hot, man.
Yeah.
And as he says that, his feet kind of come out from underneath him. Like, drops on the ground.
Are you okay? What can Are you going to throw up again?
Yeah, you can see that he's burnt pretty bad. Like, he got hit pretty bad with the white phosphorus. He was able to scrape it off, like Emmett was able to. But you can see, like, it's starting to blister and blacken.
We're going to have to get these wounds covered up.
I am not much in the medical duo. What can we do for him?
Yeah, we're just going to have to try our best here. You ain't got no experience, you know what I mean?
On the farm, we, you know, oddly enough, we were not getting minty cows shot with these kind of bullets.
I would hope not. All right, for me, it's for medical aid, it's going to be just a straight C.
Sames.
Same for you.
Mm-hmm.
So either one of us can roll it, but we should be able to aid the other.
That's fair.
So that would be.
I don't have any med kits left.
Well, yeah, we're done with those. So it would be a C and a D is what whoever is going to roll it.
Correct.
Which one of you wants to roll it?
I'll roll it.
I want Emmett to roll it.
Well, he is my buddy, too, so.
Ooh, you get a plus one.
Oh, yes!
C's and C's.
Double C's.
Before you roll it. So we see Emmett come up, and he's getting Mr. Jablonski to help him out, kind of telling him the best he can. I mean, because Emmett still would have had first aid training of some sort. You know what I mean? Like, in the military anyway, even if he wasn't really paying attention to whatever the fuck Doc was saying. So Emmett's kind of rushing around. We see Murph, and his eyes are starting to kind of roll back in his head a little bit. And we cut to where, Chris? Where do you think we cut to? I have an idea. Unless you got a really good one.
Okay, mine was going to be when he first joins the military and leaves the family and family business and doesn't want to do that. What's your idea?
My idea was he's a real young kid and his dad took him to a Red Sox game.
Yours is better.
Okay.
Does it have to be the Red Sox?
Yes.
It does. All right, so we see Murphy's dad, and we kind of recognize him, but he's younger than we'd seen him before in previous flashbacks. And we see him walking with his son. His son's right beside him. Chris Murphy's probably 8, maybe 9. And they're walking up into Fenway Park. And one of my vendors gave me these box seats. So we should send him a thank you letter when we're done.
Absolutely, I'll sign it. And Clemens is pitching tonight.
Excited it's your first Sox game, kid.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Clemens and Wade Boggs. This is great.
And they walk up and they're getting a couple hot dogs. His dad orders beers. Like, what do you want? What do you want, kid? You want a Sprite? You want a Coke?
Just Coke and a couple of dogs.
All right, and he gets him a Coke and a hot dog, and they go and they sit down their seats in the ball game. And you can hear the roar of the crowd. You see, look over there, son. You see what he's doing right there? You see what that runner's doing? He's leading off pitcher's eye on him right now. You see that?
Is he going to steal?
I think he's going to. I think he's going to. He's watching him. Watch. And, like, you see the pitcher turn towards second base and, like turns around, throws ball behind him, and the runner dives to try to slide back into second base and gets tagged out. It's like whole crowd fucking cheers because that fucking Yankee just got tagged out. And it was like, yeah, fuck you, yeah.
Yeah, I got him.
Go back to New York.
Fucking Yankees.
Son, I just want you to keep an eye on how they're playing. You know, maybe, you know, take some of what you learn, what you see here, back to your game, back to your Little League game, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to try a steal.
Yeah, I mean, you also got to watch that pitcher. Don't just, you know, slide back into that tag, you know?
I don't want to get picked off like that stupid Yankee.
No. Then we flash forward, and we see Murphy leaving for the military, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to use both.
Yeah, his dad is very disappointed that he's not going to stay in the family business, but he wants to go do his own thing. This is what I got to do, Dad.
Dad's over at the register counting up, and Murph's over there He's got his bag that he's taken to MEPS with him. And he's like, so you're supposed to be, you're supposed to go there, spend the night, do the physicals, and leave in the morning? Is that what you're doing?
That's the plan, Dad.
All right. Well, he's not even looking up the whole time. He's looking down at the register. He's counting the till and kind of going through. You see him hitting keys on the register. He's like, well, I guess, you know, when they give you a chance to call, I guess maybe you call your mom. Let her know you're doing okay.
Yep, I'll make sure I call. I'll be in Georgia for quite some time. So even after basic, staying there.
All right, well, you know, don't be a stranger. You know your mom's going to worry, so.
I'll come home when I can. I don't know when that'll be.
All right, well, still looking down at the register.
Take care, Dad. I'll see you when I see you.
Yep.
And he just turns and walks out.
As we see the door close, you see Murph's dad kind of like look up and his mouth opens for a second and you hear ding, ding as the door closes, like he was about to say something. Sighs. Shakes his head and goes back to the register.
Love you too, Dad.
And we cut back to the farmhouse. Emmett, you got a scene to see? You're rolling?
Yeah. What time of day is this?
Oh, it is evening. So someone roll me for weather, actually. Kyle, you're the weatherman.
A 3, so the weather does not change.
It is still cloudy.
All right.
I will hold this. You do your best to stop this. I will assist you wherever I can.
I do not like having somebody else's character in my hands right now.
Even if you fail the save, he still gets a death save. So.
And you know what?
Right, but...
We had to do this for Murph in the church, so I mean...
But I didn't do it. I was completely out for the whole church thing.
Even if he dies here, I'm not going to be mad. That was a good death scene. That played out pretty well. Good job.
Yeah, that's why I was like, when you said the going off to the military, I was like, oh, I got to use that too. I was like, the both of those things. We got to do both of this, you know, show that evolution, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that was good.
All right. And I'm giving you the bullet die for this one. So you're getting a regular die and the bullet die. I got one success.
All right. That stabilizes the crit.
Oh!
Now it moves to a shift.
Go Emmett.
So you still have to make the roll at a shift, because if you fail the roll at a shift, he has to make a death save. All right, so the evening. So you'll go through the evening pretty much having to still continue to treat him, essentially, with the shit that you have at this farmhouse.
Anything cool with this farmhouse?
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, at this point, you just kind of see us, like, flinging cabinets open to what's left and...
Making bandages out of, like, whatever random shit you can find.
Tablecloth or, a kitchen towel, whatever we can find. Curtains.
Yep.
Checking the sink, if there's water, if there anything that can help us try and wash them off, clean this up.
Mm-hmm.
What is the roll for a death save? I don't remember.
Stamina. Which you're taking a -2 because of the burns.
Hmm.
And then that just means you don't die. And it still stays as a lethal crit until it gets stabilized.
Dang, crits suck.
Yeah.
Don't I know it?
So the evening goes along and you guys describe to me what that looks like. You guys treating Murphy.
We're going back and forth just trying to keep water, to keep kind of cleansing the area just to keep it from getting infected as much as we can. Do we know what part of the body it was hit? I can't remember if we...
Head?
I was going to say back because he was puking.
Head.
Okay. Yeah, it's just constantly bringing over. We've found, you know, maybe just a couple of, you know, as not dirty as we could find claws. One of them's just kind of an old doily, and one's an old piece of tablecloth that has plastic on one side, but on the other side it is enough felt that we feel like we could try to clean the area with. And, you know, each time we go over to try to change it and just, you know, we just kind of make eye contact. I make eye contact, just kind of hoping we're doing the right thing here as much as we can. And then, you know, just let him sit, trying to listen, you know, sit down and listen for him to wince as his breathing, because he's kind of a little bit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I figure he's in and out of consciousness and not really talkative.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Emmett, this is your buddy. This is the last person left in the world from the original party with you.
Yeah, Emmett is just... He's trying to remember. You know, he's flashing back to a couple years ago there on the island, and him working as a volunteer firefighter after he got out. And really, he just worked in the kitchen and stuff. But one day, an alarm came in, and he went out with the truck because they were shorthanded that day, and he was working alongside this young EMT trying to help him, and he's just trying to remember this car accident, the chaos of it, the glass on the ground, you know, being in this farmhouse, and just he's really trying to remember, like, how to stabilize somebody who's experienced trauma like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even him dealing with his, you know, and he's doing all this with his burns from just, what, 2 days ago, if that?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. And then his new burns that he got from the phosphorus.
Mm-hmm.
So, Emmett's not in the best shape anyhow. He's still bandaged up on one side, and he's just doing everything he can to really keep the one person he thinks that can help him find Keanu at this point up and alive.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you actually get 1 point of, you reduce damage by 1 point. So whatever damage you've taken, I don't know where you're at right now.
Four.
But okay, you're at three then. Because that first aid roll healed 1 point of damage. Healed away 1 point of damage, I guess is the way to say it. All right. So let's first roll for the weather for the nighttime.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's cloudy currently.
A three again. No change to weather. Still cloudy.
Still cloudy. And Emmett.
Still seeing a sea with all mm-hmm. this. All right. That's one success, one failure.
Like 1-1, you mean?
Yep, a one and a six is exactly what I got.
All right. That means the crit is stabilized.
Emmett.
I'm gonna throw up.
I was surprised.
See? That's fine. That was a pushable roll too, so you could have pushed it if you had to.
I would have had to spend a coin to do so.
No, I'm saying in general it's a pushable roll. Like if you had not rolled a success on it on either one of those, you could have pushed the roll, was what I meant.
I was gonna ask that, but I didn't want to jinx it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to hold off and wait in case that happened for drama. Yeah, no, it's a pushable roll. All right. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's
alive.
So the whole evening is spent treating Murphy. And, yeah, we go into the nighttime and, yeah, he's now stable. So what do y'all do?
You did very good there. I don't know that I could have done that without you. Your friend is lucky to have you.
I don't know about that. I don't know how much of this I've brought upon us. Feels like this kind of stuff just follows me around.
Tell me, did it follow you to your country? Because it seems to have mine.
Where I'm from, last I left it was pretty well untouched at the time. I don't know what's happened since I've been since I've been gone.
I was definitely not just rolling a die to see what happened to Hawaii.
Yeah, it's going through my head too because Pearl is there, so you would assume. But
Yeah, that's pretty big naval base there. Yeah,
yeah, on the right side of the world.
Yeah, and you could take that out with like one nuke.
What is the next step? You have two more friends that went towards the city. Do we have a way of communicating?
No. Everything we had just got burned up. I've got a revolver with no ammo in it. And that's it. The clothes on my back, that's all I've got. Honestly, I think we should probably... We've got him. Looks like he's kind of settled down here. Best we can hope is to let him sleep a bit. I'm probably going to need to try and catch some sleep myself. I'm not doing so well. And hopefully first light we can maybe head for Krakow, because that's where they were at. Hopefully we maybe could find them there, or find some kind of maybe find God's mercy there. I don't know.
What time of day is it? Are we night yet?
It's nighttime.
Okay.
Is anybody looking out the window then?
I was going to say I'll take first watch, but I was going to see what I would have to do to try to like modify and create a zip gun, but I don't think we even have parts to do that with.
I mean, you would need ammo, you know. I mean, technically, I think you... By the rules, you could probably spend a shift doing a bunch of wacky shit and disassemble and ruin the 357 and make a zip gun out of it, theoretically speaking.
Or you could look at the 9 that's on Murph's chest. You know, like the quick holster.
Yep.
Would we notice or have spoken about the fact that we do have one pistol among us?
I think you know that. Okay. I'm not going to make you... Yeah.
I will take the first shift. And I'll take the 9mm and take it. You guys rest. Hopefully we won't need more of the medicine in the morning.
Roll me... Since you're the recon person, roll me a recon, but at a -4. And the reason I'm saying that is because you go to look outside the window and it is fucking dense fog outside.
Okay. B, C, D... Gone. So now I'm just a D?
Yeah.
I ain't seen nothing.
Okay.
But boy, am I trying.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just fucking dense. Like, you can barely see, like, halfway across the yard. You know what I mean? Like, you're looking out and you're like, maybe 10 yards is what you can see. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, you can just barely make out the swing set in the backyard of this house that you're in. And it's like, you can only see, like, half of it. Like, it's, you know, thick as pea soup out there.
As a person with the historian specialty, would I have any information about the home or where we are?
I mean, not so much historian as a local. Yeah, you know the family that okay. used to live here. You're not sure what happened to them. Like, I mean, they left at some point and kind of cleared everything out. And you know that it's not uncommon for people to loot houses, you know? So... As it's gone along, people have gone through and looted places, so. But, yeah, you know the family that used to live here. What their name is. Yeah, so.
But, yeah, just keep an eye out, knowing I can see very little and struggling and just kind of humming to myself and.
So the night goes along. We see the sun starting to come up. And, we cut over and we actually see Anderson and Butler and Keanu coming up on a town, and they're starting to get close to these this small little village. And I described it before, town's all burned out. Like, they can see just like charred buildings and things like that, but it's fucking quiet in there. and they're kind of a little bit outside of town, but they can just kind of see it up ahead. They're kind of hunkered down and like scouting it out and kind of looking to see what they can see any movement, and they don't see anything. It's not even still smoking. Like, it's like whatever happened to it happened a while ago. And what do they do, Keanu Anderson and Butler?
Let's see if we can go find some place to hunker down there.
Is there any indication as to how much time has passed since the last time we saw this crew?
Hmm. No. A week, maybe? Probably about a week, if you're wondering for rations reasons.
Can we roll recon to see if we notice anything? Movement?
Sure. That's fine.
Inhabitants.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Roll it at negative 2.
What do you guys have for recon?
Sanity.
I just have an A intelligence. I don't have any recon.
D intelligence. So it's definitely not me.
I'm going to give it to you there, Butler.
But at a minus 2, that would be a C.
Mm-hmm.
Better than a D.
So, roll the 2.
Alright, yeah, so you... Yeah, you don't see anything. Like I said, you don't see any movement, so... It seems fucking quiet. It seems dead. You can see, like, a single door that's still standing where, like, the rest of the building had been burnt around it. And it's got, like, a red slash mark across the front of the door. Like, painted on it.
Lovely.
We don't know what that means.
Mm-mm. Might be nice to get be able to, you know, sleep somewhere or get some rest with some cover over our heads.
Everything here looks burnt up, though. Everything here looks burnt up.
We might be able to find something.
Yeah, you do see some of the buildings aren't completely, like, burnt to the ground. You know what I mean? Like, some of them are still somewhat standing. Parts of them are standing. Like, a room is still there. There's a little bit of overhang here. But it, you know, it's not just, like, level and burnt, you know. It's, like, partially burnt. So you could probably find shelter within it somewhere.
Let's go check it out.
All right. I got your 6. Let's go.
All right. So he starts heading down there.
Mm-hmm.
With these guys in tow. Trying to scan the area as they go. Like, you know, low crouch, moving fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some of the walls that you do still see that are up are like ones that were like brick. You know, for example, like the wall's still up, but like the interior is fucking completely burnt. The windows are gone and like the bricks charred and maybe fell over. And, but yeah, you're kind of moving through. You find one of those more like brick structures left that still has like an overhang on it. And as you're going through the areas, you see charred bodies and, you know, bodies that look like they have had gunshot wounds to the head. And it looks like this place was, like, burnt and scorched earthed. But you do find an area where there's, like, a little bit of shelter, a little bit of overhang in this, what's left of this brick house.
I don't know who these people pissed off, but let's try to at least get some rest, hunker down for a bit. Man, they brought hellfire down on these people.
These people are all dead. There's no reason for anybody to come back. Whoever came through here the first time made sure that there were no half measures.
Look, we've been on the move for over a week. We just need to rest up, get a little cover, try to get our strength back.
And it's morning time, so what are y'all gonna do?
Scavenge.
Keanu. Because apparently Kyle's going to scavenge.
Scrounge. Or whatever.
Scrounge for shit.
I mean, being the private, I would say that Keanu would be left to try and set up camp, which he's not going to be any good at, but that's what he would probably be left to the duty of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would say set up camp.
Peterson, we'll do it together.
So no one's going to keep watch?
Right. Somebody's going to need to keep watch.
I got an A and a D in survival.
Well, I've got a D and a nothing in recon and a D and a nothing in survival. So which one would you like me to use that one on?
Peterson, keep watch. I'm going to try to set up a little camp for us to get a little bit of rest here.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir.
Don't call me sir. I work for a living. That's funny.
You know better than that. Our lieutenant's dead. Don't call me sir.
All right, Keanu, roll me a recon roll.
It's a 4. That's nothing.
Okay. Kyle, actually, we'll do Chris first. Chris, roll me your setting up camp.
Survival, right?
Yep.
2 successes.
Dosey.
Okay, no mishap. Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Roll me your scrounging. You're in an urban area.
So that's a +2.
Sure.
Survival or recon? I can't remember.
Survival.
So that would be a C and a C. 1 success.
All right, roll me a D8 and a D100.
The 8 is a 6. The 100 is a 45.
All right, so 645 is what you rolled.
A lot of options. Oh, you've got the advanced tables.
I do. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
I find a tank.
Well, not a tank. So you're going along, and you're kind of digging through rubble, and you're kind of just looking for anything that seems like it's fucking useful. I don't mean, for the most part, this place has been fucking burned.
Burned, charred.
Like, metal shit has been burnt, you know what I mean? And you're looking at it, and you're like, that's not, like, whatever burnt this place down, like that, like, you've seen it. You're part of a tank crew, you know what white phosphorus does. And it seems like that's what hit this place, too. And you're kind of looking around. And over to your right a little ways, and you see this like pile of bricks kind of piled up, and you see this like what looks like a rod sticking up out of this pile of bricks. Like, it's just like this black rod. And you're like, what the fuck is that? You know, and it looks like a handle almost. You go over, and as you get closer, you start kind of picking the bricks off of it, and you can see like a brake handle. And you realize it's a Vespa scooter buried underneath the brick that somehow managed to survive. Yeah, somehow managed to survive this.
Very cool.
Yep.
So I'll pull it out of all the rubble I can and dust it off and check it out and, you know, make sure things are straight. And then I'll start pushing it back over to the group and to their thing.
Right. So as you're unburying it, you hear a voice behind you say, that's my scooter. That's mine.
I have a AKM on me, so I would immediately pull up the AKM and kind of aim it at whatever, if I can find it.
Yeah, so you turn around, and you see this, like, skinny, like, old man, and he looks pale, and he's kind of, like, hunched over a little bit. He puts his hands up. He's like, I am very sorry. It's my scooter.
Do you have any proof that it's yours? Doesn't look like anybody that was here that actually lived here survived.
Oh, that's me. I survived. It's just me.
Okay. The proof portion of what I said prior.
I'm here. What more proof would you need?
That this is somehow yours?
I'm willing to trade for the scooter if you want, though. I'm willing to trade for anything in my town. If you have food or anything you might have.
And he like jerked off and like looks off to the left. And
he jerked off? I would run.
Yeah, he starts jerking off at you. No, he like jerks over to the left and like looks up like he's like listening for something. And then looks back at you and is like, I'm
willing to trade for anything in my town.
Your town, how many of you are in this town, and where is it?
Oh, just me. There's just me.
What happened here?
Shut up. What happens where? And he's like, looks to his side and kind of whispers, like, shut up. And he says something in Polish, and he looks back at you. Liz, fire from the sky came down. Is fire from the sky? You are Americans?
Correct.
I will trade that scooter with you for one cheeseburger. No, two. Two cheeseburgers. Three cheeseburgers.
He says to his side, he kind of whispers off and mumbles, and looks back at you again.
Four cheeseburgers.
How far away from my compatriots have I wandered?
Yeah, you're on the other side of town. Like on the other side of this little like village. So you're about two blocks away.
I just start heading back. I just kind of, this guy starts to freak me out and I just start heading back. If the vest,
no.
Can I just jump on it and just be like,
do you want to try to start it?
Yeah, let's give it a quick test.
Okay. Yeah, you go to try to start it, and like, you can hear it want to turn over, like, but like nothing kicks on. You look at the fuel gauge, zero.
One empty.
So I know there's gasoline too. That will cost you two more cheeseburgers. Or any kind of food. I can exchange for any food.
You just start pushing it back towards my people. I'm freaking out. My God.
All right, he's walking behind you the whole time.
You're taking it for a test drive, I see. This is a good idea. It's very good idea. Shut up. This is a very good idea.
As you're walking across the town and you see this older man kind of shambling behind you, only keeping up with you because you're pushing a Vespa across a bunch of burnt rubble.
It's like, I know this town like the back of my hand. I grew up here. Wait, I'm sorry. Please, I have not eaten in so long. So long. Do you have any food? Any water?
As I start getting closer, Butler!
Yeah, and you see this.
Butler!
You see this, Keanu. You see Anderson pushing a Vespa across town and this, like, scrawny old man. You see, like, black circles under his eyes. And, kind of pale. He's kind of hunched over. And he's, like, shambling behind Anderson by about 10 yards, 20 yards or so.
The good news is he says he has things to trade. The bad news is I think he's a nut job.
No, nut is not my job. It's not my job. I am retired. I'm merchant now. Merchant of all that you see here. This is my domain. I am the last survivor, so this is all left to me.
Well, with Keanu being on watch, he would pull up his rifle just to cover him as he was walking up.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any weapons on him either. He's just in, like, ragged clothes. They look like barely hanging on him because they're, you can see burnt pieces of clothing just kind of like hanging off of him. Torn up. He looks very emaciated.
Wait. All I want is to trade. We can trade.
What does he want to trade? What do you want to trade?
For the Vespa. For my scooter. That your friend is pushing. He's test driving right now.
Is this his scooter?
I found this underneath a bunch of rubble. And, I do not know.
Does it work?
What's going on out there?
Out of gas, but it appears to be in great working order.
What are we going to do with it?
Parts? Trade?
Hey, what's going on out there?
Butler.
Yeah.
We found a native.
Okay. He goes ambling over there.
Mm-hmm. You see this older gentleman, like, walking up to you all.
Hello. All Americans. All Americans. Yes.
Yeah. What do you want?
As I was telling your friend here, I'm just willing to exchange whatever you might find here in my town for whatever food you might be willing to spare. That is all.
What do you got here in this town?
Well, obviously this Vespa, but I told him 4 cheeseburgers.
Okay, we don't have cheeseburgers, and we don't need a fucking Vespa.
Look around.
Give me a fucking scooter.
Shop.
For nothing?
Just give him his fucking scooter. What are we going to do with one scooter with it? Just give him the fucking scooter. Sir, we don't want your scooter.
Okay, well, as I said, there's this whole town. There's no one left here but me to claim what is in this town. So
you don't own
this
town.
I do own the town. I was related to most of the people in this town, directly or indirectly, and being the sole survivor of the people in this town, I then inherit all of the things left in this town. This is my town.
Or I shoot you and take whatever I want.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I was just willing to trade with you anything in this town for food. Be my guest. As I said, shop around. We can make a deal on anything you find.
Keanu drops his rifle down. And Butler, we don't want to be those people. We've run into those people.
I'm not going to shoot the guy. I just want him to go away.
As you guys are having the side conversation, you notice he's having a side conversation in Polish.
Who's he even talking to? Who are you talking to?
What? What? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I have my hands up still. No one.
Put your hands down. No. Just leave us alone.
Well, but you are staying in my cousin's house right now. Tell you what, I let you stay here. 2 cheeseburgers. A piece.
You're wearing on my patience, sir.
In the moment, as he's kind of grumbling to himself, and Keanu's watching this older gentleman, Keanu flashes back to his grandfather, drunk, incoherently babbling, stumbling all over, trying to give him life advice, and just the inhumanity of everything that he's seen, the guy on the bridge, everything that we've been trying to do just to survive. And he reaches into his pack. Sir, I don't have cheeseburgers. I've got an MRE, and you're welcome to it. I've got a canteen of water that you can have. I'll trade you that for the Vespa, if that's okay. And you're more than welcome to stay here with us for the evening. We'll do our best to keep you safe through the night if you want to rest with us. But we'll be shipping out tomorrow, and if you could give us some gas for that Vespa, that would be great.
Roll me persuasion at a +1.
We outnumbered him.
Fucking kidding me, Peterson.
Things he wants.
That's the +1. The +1's for outnumbering him.
That's 1 success.
All right, let me see what his is, because it is a opposed roll. All right. Let's see what he gets.
Let me ask you this. Are you able to push that roll?
Yes, I would be. I got a D6 I can push.
So he got 1 success also. So the way that works was, he's like, we're going from 4 meals, from 4 cheeseburgers to 1 MRE. I think if anything, it should be like,
it's an MRE and a water.
And a water. And a water. Hold on. Hold on. Just one second. Let me...
He's talking off to the side again.
The three MREs. Three MREs. And water. And then one MRE for gasoline, I find.
You want to push that roll?
Yes, I'm going to push that.
Okay.
Four. Nothing. Nope.
Yeah. So he says, three MREs and... And one MRE for gasoline, I might find.
Might find.
How about this? How about this? Take your scooter and go away.
I'm saying there are useful things here. It's still useful things. And there's still the rent for the building. That's the other rest of the rations I'm trying to bargain with for you.
Take the ration and the water that he'd offered you. And show us what else you have here.
I'll take the ration. We will consider that payment for renting this hotel room. And then, yeah, and scooter we negotiate later for. Okay, I'll be back. I find more things for you.
And, but first, I would like to eat this ration. Is that okay? I'm quite hungry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So he comes over, sits down. He's like, I am very tired. I've been very tired, very hungry for a long time.
Where do you stay?
Here, there, over there. And he like points over and over there. Wherever I end up just falling asleep, usually. And he starts trying to figure out how to open the MRE and he can't quite open it. Like the plastic. You can't quite get it open.
Would you mind opening this for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. You open it up and it's pork chow mein. The worst of the MREs from this era. I'm telling you, it sucked so bad. It was terrible. And, a bag of M&Ms comes out of this MRE, and it's like from the 1980 something Olympics. It's got like a contest in it. Like if you open it up, it's, you know, you might win a prize for the Olympics from the 80s. You open it up and it's a winner, but it's not valid anymore because that was a fucking decade ago. And it's more of a joke on how old the MREs are.
That's the one time we actually get to win with Adam. There it was. Did everybody see that? Write that one down. That was our one win.
You guys won a free trip to the Olympics.
Hey,
that already happened.
Yeah, that already happened in the 80s. So, yeah, so he starts eating the pork chow mein. He's like, you seem like kind of, like, seems like he's about to throw up as he's eating it. He's like, hold on.
I have to eat slower. Sorry, my, it's hard to hold down. With any, may I have some of the water then?
You give him a canteen, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He starts drinking some of the water too and sipping off of it.
So where are you all from? You said you are Americans. Where in America are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And you?
And he looks over at Keanu.
I'm from Hawaii, sir.
Hawaii? I'm not familiar with that one. Nor Pennsylvania, really, for that matter. And you? Angry one? Shh. Keep it down.
I'm not angry. I'm from Detroit.
Chris, always picking the angry cities to be from. He's sipping the water and kind of sets the canteen down.
You know Detroit, we make cars there.
Yes, cars like Ford and Chevy. Is that right? Chevy?
Yeah.
Like muscle cars, like the Mustang. Yes?
Exactly. Ford.
And the Camaro.
as he's chit-chatting with him, I'll kind of wander over to Keanu, and I don't want to, you know, be cruel or mean to this older gentleman, but I'm not getting any sleep with him around, and I don't know what our best move is here.
Well, I was hoping if he went to sleep, we could move on and leave him here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, sir.
Yes.
You enjoy your meal. And why don't you scrounge up whatever wares you think you want to try to barter, and come back in the morning, and we'll try to trade with you, and then we'll be moving on.
In the morning, I would not need that long to look around. I know where there's some things you might be interested in. I know exactly the thing you might be interested in.
No.
It's right over there, right over here. I can go grab, bring back, show you, and we see where we are with trading for more food and more water, perhaps.
I'm actually kind of interested in what he thinks we're going to need.
Well, yeah, you're the scrounger, so of course this is tickling your fancy. What else does he actually have?
Have at it. Eat your meal, go get whatever you're going to get, and we're going to be moving out in the morning.
Sounds good. Like I said, this meal for stay at hotel. It's fine. At this point, consider me a bellhop. Yes, that's the word, bellhop, correct?
We'll see you later.
Alright, so he finishes up his food and starts to walk over in the direction he had pointed at, where he said that he thought that he knew where some stuff might be that you might be interested in. And, yep. So what do you guys do while he wanders off?
I don't think we're staying here, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He seems harmless.
He's also crazy.
I mean, can you blame him? If this is where he was from, everyone's dead. Everything's gone.
Unfortunately, Peterson, there's probably 100 towns like this.
But are we going to reach one of the other towns within this day, and is it going to be cleared out? I really don't want to sleep in the woods again.
Would you rather sleep in the woods or with the crazy guy?
No. I don't really want to do either of those.
Well, I mean, whichever way it goes, we're still going to take turns on watch. So whoever's on watch is watching him, I guess, also.
I don't think I want him skulking around while we're sleeping. Even if with somebody on watch. Something's not right.
Well, then what do you want to do?
Do we think he actually has anything of use to trade?
My curiosity, I have to see what he brings back.
Part of me thinks it'll be a human skull, but I'm very curious.
At this point, it could be a fucking unicycle. Who knows?
I've ridden one of those before. That could be fun.
And what the hell are you two doing? What are we going to do with a fucking scooter?
It seemed to be a vehicle with a working battery. I assumed there'd be trade potential or part potential or...
You know. If we rotated, even if we just rotated turns on it, should help us travel a little faster. Yeah.
Scouting ahead, perhaps?
Just seems impractical.
I apologize for not finding you an additional tank under the rubble. This is what was there.
So at this point, you see him pushing a, like, wheelbarrow, right? He's, like, pushing this wheelbarrow back over towards you.
The good news is he found a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, he knew where there was a wheelbarrow. And he's like, hello, I have these things. And you just see a bunch of kind of shit like in this wheelbarrow. And as he gets closer, he's like, come see.
I go over.
All right.
Don't be an active explosive.
As you get closer, you notice a dirty bomb. No, I'm just kidding. You see...
He's like, look. And he like holds up this box, right? He's like, look, box of nails. Yes, only half gone. Yes, box of nails. And he like holds up like an oil filter, right? Like for some engine of some sort. It's like, oil filter. Yes, oil filter. And he pulls up a pair of slightly worn combat boots. And you can still see like there's a dog tag in the left boot. And he's like, look, combat boots. Yes. And then there's this larger box still that's in the wheelbarrow. And you notice it's a small diesel generator. See? I told you. I know where things are.
I thought he said he had gas.
Very interesting.
I thought there was gas too, but there I did not see any. Fairly certain there's still some somewhere, but it may have all been burned up.
Well, would it be okay if I took a closer look at them boots, see if they're my size?
Sure. Yes, be my guest. Be my guest.
Keanu's just trying to get a glimpse of the dog tag.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you take a look at the boots, and anybody else do anything?
Anderson will kind of look at the generator. He's, you know, very curious about it.
Yeah, you notice that there's about a quarter of a tank of diesel in it.
Is it, like, how, like, is it something you could just throw in a backpack?
No. Okay. No, it's in a wheelbarrow for a reason. It would be yeah. A wheelbarrow. Yeah.
So it's impractical for...
Butler's just, like, rolling his eyes and shaking his head. Like, guys, stop encouraging this. Stop encouraging him.
This oil filter is for Vespa. Yes. Brian, so Keanu's looking at the dog tags in the pair of combat boots?
Yes. Yes, that's all he was actually interested in. It wasn't so much the boots. He wanted to see the dog tags because he caught a glimpse of it.
Yeah, so you notice they are... belong to a Smith James R. You have his social security number on there. In case you want to steal his identity, it has his date of birth on there. It says no rel pref on it as well. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Is what you got.
Would Keanu know who that is? Like he would read that out loud to everybody just to basically see if anybody actually knew this guy.
I mean, y'all have known a Smitty at one point or another, or a Smith, but are these his boots or somebody else, you know? Yeah, you don't reckon, the name doesn't stick out to any of you.
Ah, would you look at that? These aren't my size.
I didn't say that.
I did. I wasn't worried about the boots. I wasn't trying to trade for them. I just wanted to see the dog tag, so that's...
Mm-hmm.
We don't have much food anyways, and we don't really need any of that stuff, so let's just call us staying here for the night and the food we gave you. Let's call it even, and we'll part ways in the morning.
Well, I also could give you information. Things that I might know. Perhaps trade for more food? It is useful information.
He might know where there's other people.
Yeah, they're in his head.
Butler, we're just walking around aimlessly out here. We've got no known direction anymore.
Hey, man, you want to give him your food? Give him your food. I'm not giving him any of my food, so do whatever you want. But when you're fucking hungry and scrounging for food, you're going to know why. So... here you go. Do whatever you want.
One ration, I tell. Information.
Just one?
What kind of information?
Ah, see? That is not the way. That is not the best way for this to go. I tell you information, and you go, I don't like information, and then you don't pay. No.
Could you give us a general idea of what the information might pertain to? Is it known location of something? Is it?
He points over at the door that's still standing with the red slash across it. I know what that means.
Keanu will dig out one more ration out of his bag It's more because of his grandfather. He kind of sees his grandfather in this crazy gentleman. Then he thinks this information is going to be useful.
Well, come here. I tell you. But just you, the willing to pay for information. You keep information. Do with what you will, but I tell you.
So, yeah, Keanu would give him the ration out of his pack.
All right, so as you come up with the ration, he kind of like leans in to like whisper in your ear.
And he says, that red means death, plague. Keep eye out for blue truck. Watch out for who rides in blue truck. Not to be trusted. See blue truck, you leave, you go.
So the people in the blue truck, they put the red mark there?
Yes.
And then this happened?
Yes, fire. Grand fire.